Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's good, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of the What's Good Games podcast, normally your source for video game news, commentary, analysis, and funny stuff every Friday. But today, I'm going to be joined by a special guest who I'll introduce in just one moment. But I want to first say thank you to this month's super producers, the Bored Apes Gamers Club, Ferrazatia, Joshua Franklin, Justin Foshi, and Punctified. If you want to support What's Good Games and get our show ad-free, head on over to whatsgoodgames.supercast.com, where you can check out all of our membership offerings. And if you don't have a couple dollars to throw our way, how about a couple minutes of your time? It really helps us out when you leave us a five-star review. And hopefully some kind words. So all it takes, just a couple minutes of your time. And just as a reminder, you can also leave us a five-star review on Spotify, not just on Apple. So thank you to everybody who has done that so far. It really means a lot to us and helps support the show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into our special episode. Please welcome back to the show my personal friend and all-around fantastic human being, the Senior Director of Business Development for Able Gamers, it's Steven Spahn!
Hey, how's it going, Andrea?
Hey, it's so good to see you. What's good, Steve? I'm so glad that we were able to get together and chat today.
Yeah, I'm super glad you can make time for me. I know it's a super busy schedule on your side, but I left my five-star review, so I hope others do too.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you doing that. And I always have time for you, Steve. You have been a busy guy. It feels like it's been an egregious amount of time since you and I last spoke, and I apologize for that.
You know what? You and I always talk about how you're labeled as the busiest woman in video game showbiz. So you're always over the place, so am I. But it's always because we've got so many cool things to share. And what a great industry it is to work on sometimes.
Absolutely. And speaking of cool things to share, one of the reasons why we're doing the show when we're doing it is because you are spearheading year two of the Able Gamers Gala, which is happening so soon, April 6th, which if you're listening to the podcast on the day that it uploads, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, April 6th will be the second one, and we're celebrating 20 years of Able Gamers. In this industry, with turnovers and shenanigans that goes on, sometimes this can feel like a dark place to work and a dark place to be, and we really wanted to turn up the light this year and talk about how sometimes we can keep come together and do some good for the world. You know, 20 years as a nonprofit is a really hard thing to do. You know me for a long time. I'm not somebody who loves bragging about myself or the organization, but I do want to say how proud I am of the team. You know, we have some amazing people working for us, helping gamers with disabilities be able to play the video games we all love. And just thanks to the support of your listeners and many around the world, we continue to be blessed to be able to do this every single year. And that's what we're coming together to celebrate on April 6th.
That's amazing. And kudos to you. You've got that spiel down. You've been doing your media training.
I had a really nice friend who once kicked my butt in various ways and taught me how to do this the right way. And now, thanks to her guidance, I'm not too shabby at this.
I think you're crushing it. You're doing a great job. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I know that a lot of people who listen to our show know who you are and know who Able Gamers is. But we do have some new people who joined the podcast not too long ago. So I would love, before we jump into what the gala is all about and what you guys are doing for the gala too this year, to talk a little bit about like who Able Gamers is as a nonprofit and what are some of the top things that you guys are working on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Able Gamers is the largest charity that has been doing this for over 20 years of helping people with disabilities get back into playing video games. And we utilize that to improve the quality of life for people with disabilities, whether it's through rehabilitation or recreation. Actually bringing people in who have challenges being able to play video games, whether that is you were born with one arm or a neuromuscular disorder like I have, or a disability that prevents you from gaming. Come in, you talk to our peer counselors, and they actually walk you through the process of what controllers you need in order to play video games. And if you have the financial need, then we provide that for you thanks to our wonderful donors. And that's on top of also reaching out to the industry. You know, last week, by the time you're hearing this, was GDC and PAX East. And you know, we've got our team on the ground helping developers figure out how to design their games more accessibly. So you may not have seen, you know, our fingerprints on a game where you may have scrolled through the credits after you beat them, where there's accessibility options. And a lot of those are thanks to our programs like APX that you can check out at accessible.games for any of you developers out there listening. It's a free resource that just teaches you how to design with people with disabilities in mind. You know, back when Andrea and I started doing this, I used to say there's over 43 million players with disabilities in America alone. Now it's closer to like 52 to 55 million. The number keeps going up every year as we get older. You know, there's more people who have more disabilities, more challenges to face. And Able Gamers has been there for 20 years and will continue to be there providing assistive technology free of charge to those of you who need it in order to keep playing the games that we all love.
That is such a wonderful, like, succinct way of saying all the wonderful things that you guys do. Like, you and I first met at PAX East, I believe it was 2012 or 2013. So quite some time ago. And that's when I first learned about the work that you guys are doing. And I love that not only has your work expanded in the ability to give hardware to people so that they can, you know, play games physically with the different consoles and PCs that are available, but also the software teaching and training and educating that you guys are doing for developers to say, hey, do you want to make your game accessible? Let's talk about how we can help you do that and all the different ways that you can think about it during the development process. Because I know you and I have talked multiple times about how it's way easier to make your game accessible if you start from the beginning than trying to patch it in at the end.
Yeah, exactly. And for a lot of times too, you know, back 12 years ago when you and I met, this was something that people kind of shunned away from. You know, you remember the one question video where I had someone literally laugh at us and walk away when all we did was ask if you've ever thought about people with disabilities. And we've come a long way as an industry, 10 years plus, changing things, making things more inclusive so that everybody can play games. I don't think there's anyone out there that can argue that we shouldn't be able to share these games with everyone we can, and everyone who loves to play should have the opportunity to play the game that they want. You know, and I think there's been a lot of good conversations that have happened and how to do that right. And it takes a lot of effort. I'll be honest, we had to expand to helping devs, to helping players, because there's so many sides of playing video games, and one side wasn't going to cover it. And that's really what we're coming together to celebrate at the gala, is people like yourself who have been supporting us for literally almost a decade and a half, and all the fans around the world who have been supporting gamers with disabilities as we make this more and more of a normal, quote-unquote, thing to play, even if you have a disability.
That's fantastic. You know what I was thinking? I was like, I wonder what Steve's like highlights of games that have been accessible have been over the last year or two, because I love that the Game Awards as one example, obviously there are multiple award shows here in the video games business, has an accessibility award now. And the conversation, as you mentioned, feels like people are finally acknowledging that this is just going to be a regular part of the conversation going forward and something we all should be thinking about. Are there standouts to you, either studios or specific games that you are particularly excited about, or you're like, hey, that's a really cool thing that that studio did or that that game did?
You know, I'm excited about the games, and I'm also excited about the progress that the developers made. For example, Street Fighter VI had a great mode that a blind gamer can play better now because of the audio cues that are included that really not a lot of fighting games include. Baldur's Gate 3, everybody and their grandma played and loved, and, you know, is very accessible. Even if you have low stamina, you can't click a lot. It's hard for you to stay into a game for a long time. Easily possible. You can walk away. Diablo 4 arguably had good accessibility, but not great accessibility. But they have an email that you can reach out to in order to ask for what you would want and what you would need. And that's a sign that not only are they trying, but Blizzard's actually listening and saying, hey, we know we didn't get 100% of this right. What can we do better? And I think as long as we keep those communication lines open, then I won't have to sit here and list out games that are the best, because each studio will have their own avenue of listening to the fans and what they need in order to play the game just like anyone else. Then the devs will be able to work on it.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. You're like, I'm not picking my favorite child. You can't make me say one.
I have made enough people angry with my I'm not a huge Baldur's Gate fan take, so I'm not going to go down that road again. I will say, I think the standout for me from our mutual friends was Thirsty Suitors. Man, I like that game. Good accessibility, good gameplay, good message, wholesome. I really enjoyed it.
What an excellent call out. Yes, that game was fantastic. I still need to finish that game. I haven't finished it yet, but story of my life. I don't think I'm finishing most games these days.
When's the last time you actually finished the game, Andrew?
You know, I just blame everything on my small human. She's taking almost every ounce of energy I have these days. But
weird how they do that.
You know, I wish somebody would have just explicitly told me. You know, they tell you, but they don't really tell you. They like are like, it's hard. And I'm like, yeah, but that's such an understatement.
If only they would have explained. But it's all right.
It's for the good
again.
Of humanity. You know, we gotta raise little ones because somebody has to make my spicy chicken nuggets for me when I'm older, you know? She's going to do it.
Ensure chicken nuggets for your future, everybody. That's the 401k you really need.
Hey, at least I'll be full, right?
Yeah, right.
Got to get the protein in. Okay, Steve, I would love to talk now about what's happening with Gala 2. So last year was the first Gala. I was very happy to purchase the big bundle that you guys had with your partners, Logitech, and got some cool gear, and we gave some of it away to the What's Good Games community. You guys had a really awesome turnout. It was a huge fundraising event for you. And so you guys were like, wow, we obviously have to make this a regular thing now. Gala 2 it is.
Yeah, coming back for a second year, we had to celebrate the 20 years, of course. And then, you know, after we do too, we might as well just keep doing it, you know? So,
I mean, who doesn't love a good party?
It was a great party. It was a lot of fun. You know, I hope that, you know, you and your audience enjoyed what you got to see from last year. It was a 6-hour event. And what I kept telling people is, the great part about it was you didn't have to stay for the whole time. It's a different than a convention or a regular gala where once you join, you're there. Like, you can dip in and check it out and dance to some music and meet some friends and then dip out if it's too much. There's a lot of advantages to having this virtual environment that you can walk around in and play in and enjoy all of your friends without having to feel like you're trapped in an environment forever. You just log in on your computer or your phone, and then imagine Stardew meets Zoom, where you log in, your camera's live, your microphone's live, you walk up to someone, you say hi.
That seems incredibly easy. So just for people who are listening on podcasts and not watching the video that I have going at youtube.com/whatsgoodgames right now, the gala actually takes place like in a virtual space. You, like he said, you log in like through your web browser or through your phone, and you create a little avatar, and you then just kind of get to like walk around and say hi to people, which is awesome. And you guys do have a live stream video component as well, correct?
Yep, we'll be live on twitch.tv/ablegamers the whole time, broadcasting with our amazing host, Maggie. She's going to be working with the DJs and talking to people and interviewing just like any good telethon host would do while people walk around, play games, socialize. There's booths where our sponsors are at, where they're showing off their cool things. And my most proud feature is nobody there sells anything. They're all there. All the sponsors are there to provide content and ask people what they want, what they need, and how they can help. We made sure to make sure that everybody there is there for the good of the community. You're not going to get hard sold on the next greatest mouse. You're going to be asked, what can we do to help you enjoy gaming better?
Did you guys get any surprising answers last year?
You know, the strange part about it for me was where people said that they were saddened that there weren't more of the top end people who were involved in the event. We kept saying it was year one, so, you know, we'll continue to add people as time goes on. And a lot of times people weren't sure if virtual events was a pandemic gimmick. Was it just something that you were just, oh, Panini time to log into Zoom again, you know? But no, this is an actual thing that was meant to help people who are disabled and can't go to conventions. PAX East might be going on next week or last week, depending when you're listening to this. But if you're disabled, immunocompromised, maybe you can't go to it. What if we could bring a little bit of that flavor of having all your friends in one place to a virtual environment that you can enjoy? And it seemed like that was the thing that people really dug into.
Absolutely. I think we all really appreciated the work that developers put into making these virtual spaces. And now that the Panini is no longer a thing, I still love that you call it that. We are like, why would we get rid of these things? It's still convenient. And turns out a heck of a lot cheaper than traveling these days. Because, oh boy,
oddly enough,
it is expensive now. I do want to show people who are watching on YouTube a little bit of what the Gather Space is. But before we do that, I do also want to talk about what's happening this year at the gala. So we have this like splashy landing page that you guys have, and people can go here and get their tickets. And when they buy their tickets, you guys have a couple of different options for that right now.
Yeah, that's right. So if you want to come to the gala, you can buy tickets even day of. If you're listening on the day before and you decide you want to go halfway through the event tomorrow, you can buy a ticket at ablegamers.org/gala, G-A-L-A. Go in and buy your ticket at any time that you want. But if you want to support the charity a little bit harder, there is a $200 gala box. And it is a very cool idea that we had last year to kind of bring the party to people at home. You can go in and you can purchase and get things like water bottles and pins and iPad chargers and cool things that are specifically enabled for the gala itself. So we're talking items that will help you in your everyday life a little bit, quality of life, but also it's to support charity. You're not really giving the $200 because you're going to get a fancy new mouse. You're giving it because you want to support gamers with disabilities. It's our way of saying thank you. Here's a cool item provided by our sponsors, and we've got some pretty cool ones this year. We got our friends over at Digital Extremes new coming in this year. We have Voodoo Ranger back again, Logitech back again, Streamlabs back again, Twitch back again, and the list goes on of these really cool companies that just want to provide a good experience for everyone and remind everybody that you can have a good time while still being safe.
I loved the little light box that came in the pack last year. I still have it. It's actually on the What's Good Games set right now.
I love that.
So it's back there because I used to have it behind me here, but I could never turn it on because it was so bright that my camera lens couldn't see the letters on it. So I was like, okay, on the big set it goes.
I'm really happy to hear that. That was actually part of why we did it. And what I wanted to happen was I wanted to give items that people would put in their stream backgrounds or just think they were cool to put on their desk and, you know, remind them of the cool experience that they had. And hopefully we got a couple of cool little ones in the box. By the time this goes live, you'll get to see we included a cool little Able Gamers branded Simon Says. So you'll be able to
fun.
Push little buttons. If you have the physical ability to do so, you'll get to be frustrated for hours by not hitting the green button fast enough.
Oh, man. Flashbacks. Taking me back, man. Well, you know what? Bring it on.
I expect a challenge video.
My reflexes may be slower now, but still fun, right?
You versus the rest of the What's Good crew. I want to see who wins.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I don't know. Brittany and I have never played that kind of a game against each other before.
Well, whoever loses those Able Gamers $5 as a donation.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll have to have a little tournament, I think.
I'm out here volunteering, Andrew's $5. That's great.
Yeah. You can volunteer my $5. For Able Gamers, please.
Well, thank you.
Happy to. So let's jump into this virtual platform and take a look around and kind of show people what's it all about.
Absolutely. So as a What's Good Games exclusive, this is the first time we're showing off our actual live environment here. This is our 20th anniversary space. For those of you watching on YouTube, you can see that Andrea's got her cute redheaded character. I'm the pink person in the hair. And
I like pink on you. I think pink, you could really rock it.
I think so. So the part here of the camera that you can't see because Andrea and I currently have our cameras captured for podcasting, but if you watch whenever she walks towards me, we have these little cameras that pop up at the top of the screen. Your face appears up there. And if you were to unmute your microphone, we would be talking through the game. So you can actually talk in person digitally.
And you can walk up to these little places and hit buttons for more information.
Yep, you have tutorials, walkthrough videos, and this is our little fountain area. Last year we had a World of Warships submarine right here in the middle of the fountain. who knows if it'll come up and try to blow up the place again. And here we have our main ballroom. See, it's colored for our 20-year anniversary, our grand stage, which you're allowed on, but everyone else will be blocked off of.
Oh, why, thank you. I appreciate you giving me a behind-the-scenes tour.
I thought you were going to start singing, to be honest.
Listen, I respect our listeners far too much to start doing that to them. But just to kind of describe it for everybody who is listening, so it's a top-down view. We have these cute little sprite animated characters who are walking around. As Steve mentioned, there you can customize them, your outfit, your hair color, skin tone, you know, etc. You guys know how to customize characters. And then we're looking at a virtual stage where there's even like little seats that you can go and like put your avatar over so it looks like you're sitting in a specific seat, which I think is kind of fun.
Yeah, lots of little areas. And we even have little blocked out areas. So as long as you're out in the open, you can come up to each other and hear. But you know, one of the most annoying things is when you go to a convention, you constantly hear each other talking all the time. What if you had a cooler area like a table that was blocked off? And as long as you're in this table here, you see it's a little highlighted area. Only people who are in the highlighted area can be heard in this area. So you can all talk at the same table, but you won't hear somebody standing right outside.
Oh my gosh, if this was real technology, this would be worth so much money.
Right?
To be able to like just like step to a table and have it mute everything around you. For bars, this would be incredible to be able to like go out into restaurants or bars, nightclubs, what have you, and be able to actually hear the person you're standing next to without shouting. Oh, genius.
It is amazing, isn't it? And speaking of bartenders, up this way tomorrow evening during the entire time, we will have what would be your and Brittany's favorite area, the balcony bartender area.
Oh, you know us. We love a good bar.
You do love the morning champagne orange juices.
We mimosas, yeah.
Mimosas for the days. This will have two live bartenders who hang out, and whenever you walk up to the bar, whatever you have at home, whether you want an alcoholic drink or you just want to know how to make a killer chocolate milk, they will help you through whatever you've got on hand to make a cool drink to celebrate the party.
Oh, that's fun. So you basically can tell them what you have like in your house, and then you can go make it. What a fun idea.
And they do that all. It's just part of the event, so no charge to find out how to make your dream daiquiri and or chocolate milk.
Dream chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Also stationed on either side of it, as well as several places throughout the entire place, will be ASL translators. So if you are deaf or hard of hearing, you will be able to and be included in the entire show without having to have your own translator. Again, just something that we do to make things a little more inclusive. Little lounging areas you can hang out. Some of them are large, and everywhere in here is all part of the same area. Some of them are much, much smaller, where it's only like a cozy little two-place block. So if you want to have like a more private conversation, you can go into those.
This is so neat. I love that you guys thought about how people would interact in a physical space and have recreated it virtually.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, having these areas kind of allow us to provide different kinds of entertainment for all kinds of things, including this little barcade area. So in here, all these are various YouTube's video games. You can actually play versus each other on some of these games. A quiz area where we'll have like a little character artist, where if you want to get your character drawn, you can have them draw you just like you would on the pier of Santa Monica, and they'll give you the PNG that you can then take home after the event.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love that. I bet you that's going to have a huge queue.
It was the longest line we had last time, longer than the DJ area. It was pretty hilarious. We didn't even know if it would be popular, and it ended up where we had a line that went half an hour after the show ended last year because everybody wanted their picture.
Are you getting more artists this year?
We're going to have less artists just to make the line longer. No.
That seems like the exact kind of troll that you would do.
We should have enough this year, I hope. But then again, getting to go on, you know, podcasts like yours, I'm hoping that your audience thinks it sounds fun. And hey, if we have too many people who want to attend and support people with disabilities, that's a good problem to have.
What a fantastic problem to have, indeed. Well, thank you for giving me a little behind the scenes sneak peek at the gala that's happening again, April 6th. That's starting at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 1 p.m. here on the West Coast in the United States. And sorry, you're going to have to go to the Google machine if you live outside the U.S. and figure out what time it is in your time zone. But Steve, I think that this is such a fun way to get people to connect and to talk about not only the games that they love, but your mission as well. Again, everybody who's interested in attending, it's ablegamers.org/gala. We're going to have the link in our show notes, so please do check it out. And you can absolutely donate and support Able Gamers, even if you can't make it to the gala. Every dollar counts. Every dollar helps spread their message of so everyone can game. So speaking of which, I can't let you go without asking you, well, what are you gaming on right now? What are you playing? What's the new hotness for Mr. Spawn?
I have nothing super new that I've been playing. I'm still stuck in Escape from Tarkov. I've not managed to escape yet. I keep trying to. They keep bringing me back. between work and Tarkov and all that, I haven't gotten to explore too many of the new worlds. I will say it's a wonderful time to have all of these fantastic new games that are constantly coming out. But man, can it be overwhelming? We just got, my group got into Last Epoch. I don't know if you played it yet, but it's the Diablo PoE game that has been taking everybody by storm. Man, is it, if you like monster mashing, Last Epoch's a lot of fun. Pretty accessible, too.
No, I haven't gotten to that yet. As you are very much reminding us all, there's just too many video games. But I have spent some more time in Helldivers 2, which has been just really silly fun.
You've been spreading a lot of democracy.
That's right, for democracy.
Well, hopefully we can get some liberty up in here.
Yeah, I would love that. I haven't even seen the robot enemies yet. I've heard that they're not pleasant to battle against. And so we've just been doing a lot of bug squashing on the runs that I've done. But so far, it's been pretty fun. I do wish they had more armor customization options like shaders or different sets. I would throw more money at that game if they had, pink armor, for example. Is that very stereotypical? And you could have guessed that, yes, but do I care?
Yes. No. I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with paying a dollar or two to get some pink hair. I'm all for it.
Right? See, you're going to do it. You're going to dye your hair pink. You should do that for the gala.
Feel like that would take a very substantial donation. So if anybody out there is a millionaire, let me know. We'll talk about it.
Oh, come on. A million to get your hair pink?
$999,000 for you.
Wow. If I had that kind of money, that I would do it just for the bit.
Hey, we invited a lot of very cool influencers, from your crew to a lot of our mutual friends to come by and, you never know who's going to be there hanging out and might show up and drop $999,000.
Well, you have to put it out into the universe. As I like to say, one of my life mottos, you can't get what you don't ask for.
It's true. Please, Lord, let me have to dye my hair pink because someone dropped $999,000.
Listen, I think if you're going to get that kind of money, you have to shave your eyebrows too and then dye your hair pink.
I like the levels of our friendship here. I volunteered your $5. You volunteered my eyebrows.
For almost $1 million?
Well, you know what? I was about to be like, yeah, I would do it, but then again, I forgot. I've already done this once, so maybe I should be careful what I wish for.
Yes, you should. Or not. Or just be like, yeah, the eyebrows are included. Bring it on, millionaires. Let's go.
So when we raise $1 million, Andrea and I will both shave our eyebrows. So you heard it here first.
Hold on. We got to talk about this a little bit more. Oh, man. See, this is what happens. I get myself into trouble. Steve, it was so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming by the show and talking to us about the gala and what you guys are doing at Able Gamers. If people want to keep up with you, where's the best place for people to do that?
Yeah, on the site formerly known as Twitter, you can still catch me, Steven Spawn. And on Twitch, you can catch the phonetic spelling Steve, I-N, Spawn, S-P-A-W-N, doing the Twitch thing as often as pain will allow and trying to have a good time while gaming.
Awesome. We'll put all of those links in the show notes for everybody so you can just click on them and head on over and give Steve a follow. And we will be once again purchasing a gala box and doing some giveaways after the gala is over. So stay tuned for more details on that. And again, April 6th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, ablegamers.org/gala. All right, Steve, I hope you have the best time and fingers crossed for that Millie to come in.
Let's go, pink hair. Let's go.
All right, bye, friend.
Bye.